Lawmaker warns of rising trend of hostage diplomacy after China releases U.S. citizen. The top Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee said hostage diplomacy is on the rise, a day after the Chinese regime released an American citizen and pastor who had been detained for nearly 20 years. The State Department announced on September 15 that David Lin, who was on a missionary trip to China in 2006 when he was detained, has returned to the United States. Lin, now 68, was sentenced to life imprisonment in 2009 for what Washington says are wrongful charges of contract fraud. I am extremely glad to hear David Lin was freed from his 17-year-long wrongful imprisonment by the CCP, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Representative Michael McCaul stated in a September 15 post on X, referring to the Chinese Communist Party. His capture, like so many others, marks a rising trend of hostage diplomacy by authoritarians around the world. However, Kylie and Texan Mark Swiden still remain CCP prisoners and must be freed now. It is not the first time the Chinese regime has used its judicial systems to arrest or detain foreigners in order to exert political leverage. Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig, two Canadians released by Beijing in September 2021, are another example, according to the Congressional Executive Commission on China. About a month before Spavor and Kovrig were released, McCaul wrote on X, then Twitter, that the two Canadians have done nothing wrong. The CCP's hostage diplomacy is the behavior of a rogue state, not a global leader, he said. Swiden, a Texas businessman who has been wrongfully detained in China since 2012, was sentenced to death with a two-year reprieve in 2019 after being charged with alleged drug-related crimes, according to the State Department. A Chinese court denied his appeal and upheld the ruling in April last year. Li has been detained in China since September 2016. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison in 2018 on espionage charges that his family says are politically motivated. On September 15, Free Kylie, a website dedicated to raising awareness of Li's detention, called on the Biden administration to help release the detainee. Welcome home, David Lin. We are thrilled to see leadership in finally bringing home an American citizen from China. An ex-post reads, now we need him to finish the job to bring Kai home too, before another admin change resets the bilateral relationship. The CCC is scheduled to hold a hearing on Americans detained in China on September 18. Among the witnesses are Nelson Wells Sr., father of detained American citizen Nelson Wells Jr., Harrison Li, son of Kai Li, Tim Hunt, brother of detained American citizen Dawn Michelle Hunt, and Peter Humphrey, journalist and former prisoner in China. The State Department's travel advisory asks U.S. citizens to reconsider travel to mainland China because of arbitrary enforcement of local laws, including exit bans and wrongful detention. The agency says Beijing has several reasons for prohibiting foreigners from leaving the country, such as compelling individuals to participate in Chinese investigations or resolving civil disputes in favor of Chinese citizens. Currently, more than 200 Americans are under coercive measures in China and more than 30 are under exit bans, San Francisco-based advocacy group DUI Hua Foundation said in a statement that also welcomed Li's release on September 15. Last year, Spain-based rights group Safeguard Defenders warned in its report that the Chinese regime has massively increased the number of people placed under exit bans over the past decade. Anyone may be a target. Human rights defenders, business people, officials, and foreigners. The report reads, the James Foley Legacy Foundation, an organization that advocates for the freedom of all U.S. hostages abroad, said Lin's release is an encouraging sign in a statement on X. We hope all Americans wrongfully detained in China are reunited with their families ASAP.